This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Mesa, for good health, good business, and great schools. And by Lear, the world leader in luxury and performance seating.
You want me to get in? I can wait if you want to take a break.
No, I'm good.
I'm just saying, you know, if you need a break, Simon, I need you to be at your, you know... Is it? Should I take this personally? The door's locked?
Yeah. He's keeping you out.
Oh.
Get your head.
Ah. All right, let me
get my
seatbelt in here.
You okay there?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, bud.
Simon Pagenaud, Paul W., nice to see you, sir.
Nice to see you, Paul.
You are having a great year. 3 wins already.
Isn't that great?
It is fabulous. And we're excited to get on this course. I know you're very excited to be here for the real race.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's in about a week, a little bit more than a week, and it's a double event. It's the only double event of the year. Obviously, driving for Team Penske, this is a huge event for us. So hopefully we can come off a good weekend in Indy and come back here and try to score some huge points.
I wish you good speed and safe driving.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Roger Penske taught me that one.
He did?
Yeah. Good speed and safe driving. All right. Whenever they give you the go-ahead, we're ready to go to Simon Pagenaud. 3 wins already this season. And we're about to take to the track. He's coming in on turn. Is this turn?
That's turn 8.
Turn 8 right now.
Yep.
And I'll stop talking and let the engine do the talking. You have to put a lot of trust in the vehicle, don't you?
Yeah, no, it's a great car. It's a really good car.
What are we in right now?
The Chevy SS.
Oh, the Chevy SS is just kicking it down this course and sticking.
It's a car you can drive on the street, so it's pretty incredible that it can be used like that, muscled on the racetrack as well. It's 4-door, and it's got about, I believe it's 400 horsepower.
Simon is downshifting and taking these turns at speeds that you and I never would, never could, never should. Woo!
100 miles an hour.
100 miles an hour? Wow.
120
miles an hour in an area that you wouldn't believe, and then downshifting this beautiful car and making the turn. I wish I could tell you which turn it was and all, but I can't. But I'm looking at the Renaissance Center right now and the big Chevrolet logo up there. Beautiful. How's it feel, Simon?
The car is great. The track awesome. And it's one of my favorite. You know, street circuit, you're going to be precise, very close to the wall, very committed as well. It's a fun track. You know?
Is it better than it's ever been?
It's better because I'm having a great time in my career.
Downshifting, tight turn. Can hear it as we squeal through that turn, hit the back straightaway, and get 120 miles an hour again, with the sign telling him to slow down as we hit the Motor City curve, so you can tell how fast we made it around the track. I'm leaning sideways. I did notice you're not using your turn signal, Simon.
No, it's not a good time for that. There you go. Hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, I loved it, Simon. Simon Pagenaud, 3... I think the track looks beautiful. The island looks beautiful. What Bud Denker and Roger Penske and their team have done is just incredible. And the way you handle this track as we slow down and come back in. Simon, you've got 3. I'm pulling for 4 at Indy 500. And then for this one, number 5. How about that? 5. That'd be pretty good. And I know it'd make Roger Penske happy in his 50th year of racing and the 100th anniversary coming up of the Indy 500 the week before we get on the course for this one. Thanks, Simon.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Did you have fun?
Where's the area where we change our pants? Where do we change our pants?
Depends.
Woo! Wow! And that's not even close to how fast they'll be going when they're racing. We hit 120, which I thought was pretty good.
That's all right.
Pretty good. And that was in a turn going backwards. But, but I feel good about this guy, Simon. Huh? I think Simon's going to do well at the Indy 500. Roger's going to do the pace car.
Right, right.
It's his 50th anniversary, so that's a great honor.
Right.
He really, really, like all of you, really, really, really wants to win the Indy 500 this year. every year you want to, but this is especially good. And then you come triumphantly home to Belle Isle.
Well, I think there's a lot of action in that 1 week, Paul W., and there's no more important race than we probably have run in this week at the Indy 500. You know, Roger is laser-focused on that race. And, you know, it's 500 miles. A lot can happen. We got four good bullets, as we call them, out there racing. And Simon's leading the series right now with three straight wins. So he probably has a lot of momentum on his side. But you're right. They get to come right to Detroit and race here twice.
I told him I'm looking for number four and five coming up.
Yeah, we're on it. I mean, we've got June 4, June 5, and we're prepared now. We could race tomorrow if we had to, but Indy first.
Let me say again, Bud, what you guys have done to this island, I hope people appreciate and understand the amount of money you've spent on this island that stays here after the races and racers are gone. It's really spectacular.
Well, that's most important. You know, $13 million now we've invested in Belle Isle since 2007. If it wasn't for this event going on and the DTE, that Scott Fountain would not be running right now. That Scott Fountain will be turned on June 1st. It'll run the whole summer. And if it wasn't for having the Grand Prix here, that wouldn't be the case. So it's one of the byproducts of having the races here is the things we leave behind for people to use the course of the whole year. And we're very, 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 very pleased with that.
And that's why it's important for all of us to be here on the weekend of the race, the weekend after the Indy 500, the weekend after the Greater Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference on Mackinac Island, to show our great support for this fabulous event that is so good for Detroit, so good for Michigan, and good for all of racing. Bud Denker, keep up the good work.
We're going to keep polishing the jewel down here.
Paul W. Smith breaks business news weekday mornings. Catch him live weekdays 5:30 to 9 on 760 AM. And streaming on WJR.com.